Hare Krishna. Really busy here. There's so many things going on. today, tomorrow, we're doing full-time filming here of films. Krishna Leela is here. And we're making two films. One is Nitya Seva, as obvious inspirational for devotees to participate and take up in Nitya Seva. And the other one is about New Brajadam. And praying and hoping that we can really get across the message of, or the mood of Radhe Shyam and New Brajadam through this media, what it means to actually serve them, and the special benefit that accrues from that. Ultimately, and Sanatana Goswami speaks quite a bit about that, ultimately, Krishna consciousness is beyond words. It's something that you have to experience, just like if somebody's some mother is trying to convince her child to eat a nice preparation, eat the sabji. And he says, oh, it's like this and it's like that, but ultimately those are only words. And those words are not going to be able to completely convey what the taste of that food is actually like. Of course, fortunately for us, when you chant Hare Krishna, then the chanting of Krishna's names conveys what the service and the feeling of Krishna consciousness is like. And therefore, we're hoping that the people who hear about Radhe Shyam's Nitya Seva are also chanting Hare Krishna. But in any case, the taste of serving Radhe Shyam is something that everyone has to experience for themselves, and it doesn't come cheap. It comes at a price. You have to be willing to surrender, and to the degree that we surrender, to that degree, Krishna will reciprocate. Yesterday, here when Jwali was being interviewed, and then she was saying how in the beginning we didn't even have a kitchen inside, the kitchen was outside, it was just actually a covered, it was just the fireplace was covered. In fact, we didn't even cut wood in those days because we didn't have time. All we did was take a big log and keep pushing the log into the fire, and that's how it went. And they were outside. They went inside. They were outside. And anyway, so at one point her whole hands froze and they went numb. But Krishna gave back feeling to her hands. So you have to be willing to surrender. And then when you give everything to Krishna, then Krishna gives himself. And that's really everything, because ultimately we don't really have anything to give. It's just we think we have something to give, we think we have something to surrender, but we really don't, because nothing's ours, and whatever we have is all temporary, but Krishna is everything, and Bhuktaram, Yagatapsan, He's Sarvalokaneshwaram, He owns everything. So when He gives Himself, then literally speaking, He's giving everything. And that's something. That's something to get. And that's a wonderful thing, but as you're saying, it's something one has to experience. One can talk about it, especially Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he keeps repeating this thing that in the ultimate issue, you can't really, the experience of Krishna consciousness is beyond description, it's beyond words, it's an experience that everyone has to taste for themselves according to how much they've done to earn it. And you have to earn it. So somehow or another, with these movies, we're trying to inspire others to come to New Vrindavan and see Radha Shyam's abode, to surrender and participate in service to Radha Shyam. Well, we talk about their maintenance, but actually it's not their maintenance, they're taking care of everybody, maintaining everybody. It's a privilege to be able to participate in some way in their service. And when people do that, then they're able to experience and enter into that, what we're calling here, this magic, Radha Shyam's magic, or Radha Shyam experience. That's my prayer, is that we can communicate this experience through this media for the benefit of others. Hare Krishna.